This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, my engagement is messed up. Here's part two. You've invested so much time, so much money, so much effort. The wedding's been planned, the nikah is set, all the invitations have been sent out. But there's only one problem. One of you or both of you are not happy. The relationship just doesn't feel right. But because all of the plans have been put in place, the families are happy, everything is set, the wedding dress is bought, he's bought his tuxedo or whatever it is that he's going to wear, you realize that there's so much pressure, there's so many pieces that are put together that you can't break up at this point. Even though you don't get along, you disagree all the time, things don't feel right, there's no mawadda, there's no rahmah, there's no love and mercy in that relationship, you decide to go through with it anyway because it becomes something symbolic. It becomes something that, look, what are people going to say? What are people going to talk about? Even the parents, they put this pressure on you that, what are people going to think about that you guys are breaking up 1 month before the wedding day, just because you guys can't get along? Don't worry, inshallah, when the wedding happens, things will work its way out. Now this again is a very, very difficult position to be in. And quite frankly, it's very immature for you to think this way. Because at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the two main ingredients for a relationship to work is Allah puts mawadda and rahmah. And He tells you why. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you can both find sakina and tranquility, especially within her. You need to find this in that relationship or it's just simply not going to work. These are not things that just suddenly sprout out of nowhere once a marriage happens. And we've seen so many marriages fall apart because they began in this particular way. Just pressure from every corner to get married. So they do get married and there is problems and turmoil right from day one. And they have to live with this. And then things get more complicated because children start to fall into the picture. And it becomes even more of a mess. My brothers and sisters, and especially those of you who are engaged, pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to all of the disagreements that you have. How many times you guys disagree? How many times you guys are arguing? How many times you guys get into these different arguments and fights and can't seem to resolve them? And all those people that want you to stay together, accept the both of you. These are important because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a mentality to consider and to think about. Sometimes in life, there are things that might appear pleasing to you, but Allah Azza wa Jal has put great evil in them. عَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرُّ لَهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, then there are also things that you might love and Allah has put evil in them, or the opposite or the contrary is also true. That there are things that you might hate, but Allah Azza wa Jal has put great in them. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete knowledge of everything and you don't at the end of the day. What this teaches you is that at the end of the day, you need to have something tangible to work with. You need to have signs that things are going okay, insha'Allah ta'ala, so that way you can see potential in the marriage, insha'Allah ta'ala. So again, brothers and sisters, food for thought, something to think about, really assess your relationship. Don't get caught up in all of the fantasy, all of the love and the emotion, and really stick to this as maturely as you can and really pay attention to one another. Pay attention to each other's personalities. Pay attention to even the tone of voice, how things are being addressed when you get upset or when there's an argument, how you address each other, what kind of tone and language you use with one another. These are the things that are going to paint a picture that when the real problems happen in the marriage, how they're going to be dealt with. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in your relationship and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.